beer.
And that lets you save them.
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green Locum.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea. If you missed last show, be sure to check out Lorna Vanderhaeg. We talked all about stress. That's on exploringmindandbody.com/stress, and that was number 122. Today, we're back with another episode. I've got Rockin' Ricky Cohut with us. He is the good food guy. He's talked about digestion. He's talked about organic. Is organic food healthier? And today we're talking about holiday weight loss tips. So don't go anywhere. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
All right, as you heard in the intro, we have Rick Cohut with us. He's a good food guy, and he does a number of things, everything all directed towards your health. He's a local farmer, holistic nutritionist. He owns a health and wellness health food store. And then he's also a digestion specialist, so he's doing all kinds of great things for helping others, all directed towards their health. And you can check out the last shows. They've been going really well on iTunes. That's show number 102 on digestion. And then more recently, is organic food healthier? And I think you'd be surprised to hear what Rick has to say about that. But as you know, on the show, we like to jump into things right away. So let's welcome Rick to the show. Thanks so much for coming out again, Rick.
Well, thanks a lot, Drew. It's a pleasure again to be on your show. It's like always, we always have fun with it. So
absolutely, it's a
good
pleasure
to be here again, especially near the holidays here. There's all kinds of fun stuff going on when it comes to food.
Yeah, you know, this is a good topic because I don't usually talk about weight loss. I think weight loss is a byproduct of living a healthy lifestyle. But given the fact that some statistics that you're going to read out here that are quite staggering, and you know, the stress and the weight loss that comes along with the holidays, it's just something that we should talk about. And I want people to understand that there's a way you can kind of maneuver and go after losing weight and staying trim throughout the holidays and after. So I kind of want to offer some good quality information as opposed to all the infomercials and products they're selling out there.
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, it's one of those unavoidable things. So many people are thinking behind it all about their weight. So I think it's important to be able to talk to that subject and give some good information that's pertinent, that'll help people and give them confidence throughout the holiday season in eating a little bit healthier. So absolutely, it's I like that you're doing a show on weight loss.
All right, so yeah, thanks, and I'm glad you're here to talk about with us because you have some interesting stats that you want to let the listeners know. And I think when you told me, I couldn't believe it, but I guess it certainly makes sense given the fact that stress is up and food is up, and so was refined sugar. So what was that you were telling me about?
Well, it's interesting to know, like, some of the research that has been done out there. There was one study, the USDA Human Nutrition Research Center. They discovered that 51% of annual weight gain occurs during the holiday season. So it's just astronomical. And winter weight gain is believed to be an important contributor to North Americans' obesity epidemic. And then there's another one, the National Institutes of Health study showed that holiday weight gain is usually not lost during the spring or summer months. So therefore, winter weight gain significantly contributes to the increase in body weight that frequently occurs during adulthood.
So this weight gain is a permanent thing, just like a lifestyle.
Well, it does. Yeah, it tends to stick around. Yeah, and it's tough to get rid of it. As you know, working with people all the time, with fitness and lifestyle, it's not an easy thing to change. It's a lifestyle thing. So absolutely. So if we can learn more about how to manage our weight during that holiday season when things are different, then we can sure do a heck of a lot more for the rest of our adult life.
Absolutely. And I think I like where it says, I kind of like how it says that once you gain that weight, you keep it on. Because I don't think you need to change your lifestyle to lose weight in a sustainable way. And you need to you change your lifestyle to gain weight as well. So if you're living a stressful lifestyle throughout the holidays, whether it's a couple weeks or a couple months, you need to kind of reverse that and live that lifestyle of a stress-free, active lifestyle to get rid of that weight loss.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And you're right. Like it's pretty darn easy to get used to the holiday lifestyle, right? Like, yeah. You know, you're overeating, you're eating irregularly. You're going out and eating at relatives' places and you're eating foods that you're not normally consuming. It's not part of your regular routine. You're eating more desserts and sugars and having the sociables and bunch of processed foods and poor food combinations and all of these things that lead to incomplete digestion and malabsorption and improper metabolism and all these things. And if you continue this on, because it's so fun, like you can actually get yourself into a lifestyle and a routine that isn't that healthy for you. So if you know kind of how to manage that, which is what we'll talk about today, we'll give everybody a few really good tips that'll help you manage that, yet have a bit of confidence so that you can enjoy some of those really fun things about the holidays without depriving yourself of all that, because that's no fun either. Going to all these holiday meals and saying, nah, no thanks. No thanks. Right. Like, I'm sorry. I'm one for enjoying the fruits of the earth. And sometimes that involves a few sociables and some desserts and stuff, but it's all about how you manage that. So we'll talk about those coming up.
Yeah, those are good tips. Like just managing and understanding that it's okay to indulge. It's when you overindulge and do it night after night until the whole season is over is when you get in trouble. But just speaking more about weight loss, we'll get into.
Is that from experience, there, Drew?
Yes, or no? but we'll get into digestion and food combining and some of your tips right away here. But just one of these statistics that you read out to me was 90% of weight loss programs fail at this time or in the New Year's. How does that work? Because we know that New Year's resolutions, if we even set them anymore, certainly don't work. So I would go back to lifestyle. What would you say about helping that, expanding that 90% and helping people succeed in losing weight?
Yeah, so that's a stat. That is a research stat right there, that 90% of weight loss programs fail. And they really do, because they basically, they're a set of criteria. They're usually very short term, and some of them involve taking pills and supplements and eating a certain amount of calories and counting and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And it's not a lifestyle, and that's just it. It's not a lifestyle. It's usually through forceful means, and your body might not be ready for it. Your psyche might not be ready for it. It's just not a sustainable way of losing weight, because you know it's just a short-term program. So the only way to lose weight is to do it through understanding your body a little bit more and understanding what you want to do for your lifestyle and changing some habits rather than doing something for 2 weeks and saying, okay, that's good enough for me.
Absolutely. I love that you said habits there. I talk about habits all the time. So let's get into some tips. When we come back, we're going to take a short break, but we're going to talk about, and I like how you said here, Rick, how you eat more so than what you eat. So I think that's cool. And we're going to get into food combining right when we come back. So stay right there.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia is brought to you in part by Kathy and Connie, the new real estate team in town with Widmer Realty. Contact them today for all your real estate needs.
All right, welcome back to Exploring Mind and Body. We have Rick Cohut with us, digestion specialist. And today, this is perfect right here, this segment, because we're going to talk about food combining. The subject is weight loss for the holidays. So we want to talk about how to combine food in a proper way so you can manage your weight. So jump in there, Rick. Talk about food combining for us.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. So just to let the audience know, I have four tips for you.
Nice.
And this is tip number one. Not that they're in a priority sequence, but this is number one out of four tips. So basically, it's pay attention to how you eat more so than what you eat. And this is important during the holidays because, you know, you're going to eat a lot of different foods. And it's just, if you want to enjoy all those great foods and all those desserts and things like that, then just, we'll give you some tips on how you can eat them in the proper sequence, or which foods you might want to eat together or not together to actually be able to fully digest and metabolize and utilize all that food without causing, without it reacting. So just an example, you know, you've probably been through it yourself, or your uncle or your dad or your mom or brother or sister, they've gone through a family meal or a holiday meal and they just got really ill, or they get bloating or gas, or, you know, all those uncomfortable situations. And it's because of eating foods in the wrong combinations. That one of the big ones is eating meats with like animal proteins with sugar. They just do not mix. You'll end up with all kinds of toxin buildups. It'll lead to improper metabolism of fats and proteins and the real sugars that you eat. So you'll end up with putrefaction. You could get gas and bloating and all that kind of stuff going on, because they just simply don't digest together. Your body can't produce all the enzymes required to digest proteins as well as sugars at the same time. So if you eat them separately, that'll save you a world of discomfort.
So give us an example of, you talked about meats and sugar for this part. It's difficult to digest. So what are examples of those?
All right. So during the holiday season, you'll usually, on a table, a festive table of food, you'll have examples of different dishes. You'll have the turkey, okay? Turkey is your animal protein. And then you'll have maybe there'll be a Jell-O salad, right? It's got some fruits and some Jell-O and everything in it like that. And that'll be on the table too for you to enjoy at the same time. That's an example. The Jell-O salad is basically all sugars. The Jell-O itself is full of sugar, and the fruits in it are also sugars. So those actually go through your stomach very, very quickly into your small intestine. They're simple sugars, so they break down quick and they go into your small intestine. The turkey breaks down slowly. It needs lots of stomach acid. So when you eat your turkey, it should be able to sit in your stomach for a long period of time, so that it actually breaks down and those proteins break down. And then after that's all done, then it can go into your small intestine. If you eat the two of them together, you actually can get fermentation or putrefaction in your stomach, and also the possibility of those sugars dragging some of those proteins into your small intestine prematurely. So then you will get undigested proteins in your small intestine. And you don't want that, because then you end up with all kinds of other issues going on. You'll get more acid reflux, you'll get more indigestion, you'll get lots more gas in that situation. So, and basically what it is just improperly digested foods that are in your small intestine. So they're not in the right place at the right time. And what happens with this is your body will get stressed out, because it's dealing with something that it sees as toxins. And when your body sees toxins, what does it do? It tries to hold on to everything it's got. And if you're consuming sugars and fats and all that kind of stuff at the same time, what is it going to store that energy as? Fat. So it's not going to allow your body to properly metabolize that stuff. Whereas if you combine your foods properly, so take that Jell-O salad and have that half an hour before your meal. So that's gone and out of your stomach before you eat your animal proteins. Then you won't experience any of those issues. You'll fully digest your proteins after that, and it'll be a lot easier on your body, on your digestive system, and certainly on your weight loss efforts.
So what happens if you want to have that Jell-O after, or sugars, or whatever, those simple sugars you're talking about?
Yeah.
How long after should we wait?
Right on. You're jumping the gun here, Drew.
Sorry about
that. That's our tip number four.
Okay.
We'll get into that in a little bit, and how you should eat, how you can enjoy desserts without spoiling your digestion and ruining your weight loss efforts.
Okay.
But certainly, as far as the first one, so basically it's just spacing it out. Don't eat those sugars with your meal. Okay. That's the main thing. And like, it's just about how you eat it. So eat the meats, eat your veggies, eat all that stuff together, but keep the sugars out of it, including the beverages, because usually there's a sugary beverage going on during a Christmas meal or a New Year's meal or anything like that.
Right.
So keep those sugary beverages away from your meal, and you'll be able to digest your food a lot better, and it will keep your metabolism going in the right direction rather than stopping it and storing it. Okay?
Okay. What do we got next?
All right. Another big one. Eating when relaxed and happy, and not when you're stressed. Now, this is a big one because most people tend to be kind of stressed out during the holiday seasons. Wouldn't you say?
I think everyone's stressed out during the holidays. Yeah.
A touch stressed out, right? It's not a normal lifestyle. Like for the holiday season, you got gifts, you got parties, you got meals to prepare, you got all this kind of stuff that isn't the normal routine. So it's probably fair to say that, yeah, most people are a bit stressed out. So the thing is our body does not properly produce enzymes, which basically you can think of enzymes, digestive enzymes, as the forks and knives in your stomach and in your small intestine that break up food. Okay? So it doesn't produce those enzymes, those forks and knives, as effectively when you're stressed out versus when you're nice and relaxed. So when you're at home having a nice relaxing meal any other time of the year and things are all kind of cool as in your normal routine, you will be ready to eat. You're not going to be stressed out. So your body's going to say, all right, I'm ready to digest this food. And it's going to start to secrete those enzymes from the stomach lining and from your pancreas. And you'll produce better saliva, which has enzymes in it. And you're going to break down and digest your foods way better in that situation when you're relaxed. So when you're stressed out, it's totally opposite. You don't produce near as many enzymes and not near the quality of enzymes either. So you have a situation where you're eating a whole bunch of different foods and you have maybe half the amount of enzymes to actually digest them and break them down. So you are enzyme depleted in a situation like that when you're stressed out. So what do you do? Well, you basically try to relax as much as possible, if that's possible, or you can actually take a natural supplement called a digestive enzyme, and basically it's just plant-based enzymes, and this is something I highly recommend for anybody throughout the holiday season. Get some simple digestive enzymes and you're doing yourself a huge favor, because what you're going to do is you're going to fully and completely digest your food rather than partially digest it and stress out your digestive system. So by doing this, you're actually improving and maintaining your metabolism. So that works along with your weight loss efforts and keeping your program going. And it's not stressing out your digestive system. So it's not going to put a lump in your holiday routine.
Okay, well, what are some of those, if someone wants to go to the health food store and grab some digestive enzymes, what would you recommend? There's so many different kinds on the market.
Yeah, there totally is. I mean, there's a few really good ones that I recommend. One of them is called Digest Best, and it's from a company called Enerex. Another one is another company that has a really nice line of enzymes is called Flora, Flora. And another one is called V Enzymes, and it's from a company called Soroyal. It's more of a specialized one. You'd get it from a practitioner like myself or other practitioners, but there's some examples of some really high quality enzymes, and you simply just take one before your meal. And it will help provide the enzymes that will help break down and digest your food better during one of those stressful situations.
Okay. Thanks for that. We'll put those up on the show notes, and then we'll put your link, healthstreet.ca, so people can go and at least see the varieties, and they can even purchase there if they're interested.
Cool.
All right, stay right there. We have two more very important tips you're not going to want to miss out on. We'll be right back with Rick Kohut on Exploring Mind and Body.
Exploring Mind and Body would not be possible without help from the French Learning Center. The French Learning Center, offering tutoring, French day camps, adult classes, and more. Contact Dorothy Keith for more information at 403-586-5714. That's 586-5714. The French Learning Center, a proud supporter of Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia.
All right, welcome back on Exploring Mind and Body. I'm your host, Drew Tadia, and today we have Rick Kohut. He's a digestion specialist, and he's talking all about holiday food and weight loss and how to properly supplement your diet so you're not packing on all those weight that so many of us do. We have two more tips that we want to cover before we're out of time here. So, Rick, what's the next tip that we want to go over?
All right, well, one of the real big ones, and you know, it happens to be one of the most simple ones, but really difficult to do, is just eating slowly. The feeling of fullness or satiety takes about 20 minutes. So that's a long time. That's the feeling of fullness, so that you don't actually feel like eating more. But if you're chowing down food really, really fast, you can eat a lot of food in under 20 minutes. And that's unfortunately what happens with a lot of people. And they end up overeating because they ate too quickly. And not only did they eat too quick, they probably didn't chew their food very well either. So that basically you have particles, large particles of food, which take a lot more digestion and digestive energy to break them down. So there's a couple things going on there.
Yeah, that's got to be hard on the digestive system. Sometimes when I have like a big meal, yeah, a big plate, I look at the plate, and then this might sound funny, but I look at the plate and I wonder, like, how's my stomach going to digest all that food?
Yeah.
Because it's a huge plate of food, and you eat it in, I don't know, what, 20 minutes? And I think I eat relatively slowly. And I just wonder, like, that sometimes you're just wreaking havoc on your stomach and your digestion and what we're doing to our bodies by not, you know, food combining and taking proper efforts to chew our food and exactly what you're talking about. So it's got to be difficult on our system a lot of times, isn't it?
It totally is, yeah. Because, yeah, not only are you eating too much, but you're right. You might be putting a whole bunch of poor food combinations together, too, just by eating too much. So, you know, that's what I tell people, just try to slow it down a little bit. Try to chew your food a little bit more. One of the ways that you can do this is just by actually counting how many times you chew your food. And by doing that, and if you can count around 30 chews per bite of food, you're probably getting close to how much you should chew it. So if you tried that, pretty soon you'll realize after you're eating 10 or 20 bites that you're getting pretty close to that 20 minutes. Rather than just chewing things about 10 times, swallowing it, and packing the next fork full in, right? Yeah. So, you know, just slow it down a little bit. You'll break down your food a lot better. Your enzymes, your digestive enzymes, those forks and knives I talked about earlier that are in your stomach, they'll start to break down food a lot more efficiently, and you won't end up with as much of that gas and the bloating and the indigestion. And so you're going to end up eating less and feeling more full. And you'll get lots more benefit, nutritional benefit out of your food because your body can properly digest those foods.
And I imagine you wouldn't, if your body can digest the food, it wouldn't be storing so much as fat.
Exactly. You betcha. Okay. Yep. That's exactly it.
Okay. So the last topic we want to cover today is desserts.
All right.
And we love desserts. It's holiday time and we want to relax and let loose. And sometimes we eat too much dessert. So how can we address this issue that we all have?
Yeah, you betcha. So this is a big one, isn't it? Everybody likes to enjoy their dessert. And I really think we should. I mean, you don't want to upset my grandma. Like, you can't avoid that dessert. You got to do it. And, you know, when your mom makes you something really nice, like a beautiful dessert, yeah, you got to satisfy her needs too, right?
That's right.
She's going to feel pretty bad if you don't chow down on that meal. My wife would slap me if I didn't, right? So you just got to be, you got to be conscious of that. But the big thing is just to delay your dessert. Keep in mind that that when you're eating meats and vegetables and a bunch of different foods together and oils and fats and the gravies and things like that, they take more time to digest. And like we talked about in the first one, that we talked about not mixing sugars with your proteins, right? So that's the same thing. Desserts are usually very, very high in sugars, whether they're fruits or they're sugary squares. It doesn't matter. They're very high in sugar, both of them. So if you can delay your dessert at least 1 hour, you'll give your body time to break down all those other foods that are in your stomach. And hopefully they'll get down to your small intestine properly and in a very digested form in time for you to eat your dessert. So it's just helping your body a little bit through the digestion process rather than mixing everything together and causing upsets. All right. So it's as simple as that. Just give yourself at least 1 hour. Sit and visit with your grandpa or your uncle or whoever's there with your at your holiday meal.
Those family members you see once a year.
Yeah, you betcha.
It's a lot of catching up to do.
Yep.
You know what? That kind of leads into the last tip that we talked about, and I don't think it's too much to ask an hour. Like a lot of times, yeah, we don't give our stomach a chance to relax and process food. We just shove another dessert in. So if you're eating slowly and relaxing with your food and your body, you're going to understand that you're actually full and you need a break. So you may as well take that break and give your stomach a chance to digest that those enzymes and help those enzymes work through your body.
Absolutely. And the more time interval in between there is the better. The biggest kind of dessert offenders for digestion are ice cream, pastries, chocolates, and fruits. Those are the big ones. Ice cream, if you can avoid that for more like 2 hours, that is highly advisable. It can really disrupt digestion in a big way.
Okay. All right. Well, Rick, well, thanks so much for your time. We always appreciate you coming in and sharing your knowledge. Like I said, on the last shows, we had digestion. We had organic food you talked about, and those, they do fantastic. We get tons of downloads and lots of feedback from your groups as well. So we appreciate you coming in and talking about your topics.
Right on. Well, thanks a lot for having me. Like always, it's a pleasure.
So you can, right before we wrap things up here, you can check Rick out at, we can check Rick out at thegoodfoodguy.com, and he's got all kinds of stuff on there. You have a digestion list? Is that right? What do you have?
Well, I have it's called the Food Combining Guide, and it's actually, if you want to learn more about how you can combine foods properly to get maximum amount of digestion, keep metabolism high, and really support those weight loss efforts, then I suggest you get it. You can download it from my website. It costs $10, but it's a really helpful guide, and it explains all those steps and how you properly digest food and which ones you can put together and which ones you shouldn't.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. And there's tons of information on Rick's website. So he's blogging on there, and he has a newsletter he sends out. So all kinds of different ways to help you and your, you know, weight loss or health or whatever your concern is over the holiday season.
Exploring mind and body with True Forms, True Talia would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors. AG Foods in Didsbury, Health Street in the Cornerstone Shopping Center Olds, and Shoppers Drug Mart, working together to help build a healthier tomorrow. For more information on True Form Life, True Talia, or to find out how you can become a sponsor, visit exploringmindandbody.com.
That's all I got. As always, thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate your time. Thank you for your downloads. Thank you for your interest in reading the blogs and your comments. They mean a lot to me and keeping this show moving forward. Thanks for your support. In health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com. Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.